It's Thursday. I'm Matthew Laria, and you're watching the Faith for Life broadcast. Let's pray and release faith over today's broadcast, and then we're going to get right into the Word. Father, we do thank you today again for your Word. Lord, we ask you today for revelation of your Word. We ask you today for grace and help to receive it, to put it into practice, and to see it work in our lives. And Lord, I release my faith again today over everybody watching the broadcast, and I thank you for ministering to them in a great and in a mighty way by your Spirit through this broadcast. And Lord, I do thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, all this week on the broadcast, we've been doing a series of teachings entitled, My Feelings Don't Move Me. And this week on the broadcast, we're learning about the importance of not allowing our feelings to govern our lives. Now, I want to go back over to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to look there again at verse 26. Ephesians chapter 4, and in verse 26, it says there, be angry and sin not. The Passion Translation says, don't let the passion of your emotions lead you into sin. And so again, we can see from that verse, God is not telling us not to feel or not to have emotions. The scripture actually said, be angry, but then it says, sin not. And so what God is telling us is don't allow your emotions to move you in a direction that is in opposition to me or in opposition to my word. And so we're not supposed to allow our feelings to dictate what we do. Now, I want to go back over to Philippians chapter 3, and I want to look there at verse 19. Philippians chapter 3, verse 19, and it's talking about a people there, and it says this about them, whose God is their belly, are their feelings. I believe God's Word translation says their emotions are their God. And friend, when your feelings are your God, one thing that means is that they are the biggest thing in your life. Your feelings, when they're your God, they're the biggest thing in your life. You talk about them. You focus on them. You make much of them when your feelings are your God. You know, in Proverbs 29:11, it says this, a fool expresses all of his emotions. And so it is the fool who makes much of and focuses on his feeling. A fool does that. He expresses all of his emotions. Why? Because he focuses on and he makes much of his feelings. And when your feelings are your God, they govern what you do. They're the biggest thing in your life. You talk about them. You think about them. You focus on them. You express them. And this is a problem. If you don't want to be governed by how you feel, you can't focus on your feelings and you can't make much of your feelings. Because if you focus on them and make much of them, you're going to end up being governed by them. You know, Smith Wigglesworth was a preacher in the early 1900s. And they used to tell a story about him that people would ask him, Smith, how are you feeling today? And he would say this back to them. He would say, Smith Wigglesworth does not ask himself how he feels. He tells himself how he feels. I want to say that to you again. Smith Wigglesworth doesn't ask himself how he feels. He tells himself how he feels. Now, this was a man that God used mightily. He was successful in the things of God. And you can see he didn't make much of his feelings. He didn't focus on his feelings. In fact, his feelings weren't that important to him. And friend, this is the attitude that you and I have to take if we don't want to be governed by how we feel. We can't make much of our feelings, and we can't focus on our feelings. And that's two big mistakes people make in not being governed by how they feel. Number one, they make too much of their feelings. And we'll talk about number two here as the broadcast goes. But number one mistake people make when it comes to their feelings is they make too much of them. You know, in the grand scheme of things, our feelings really don't matter all that much. Now, I know that's not very politically correct or might not be very popular in the world we live in today, but in the grand scheme of things, our feelings really don't matter all that much. Our feelings come and go. They're fickle. Come on, they change. And it's a mistake to make too much of them. What about feelings? Well, you know, they come and go. They change. They're fickle. You know, sometimes you feel real good. 5 minutes later, you don't. Other times you don't feel real good. And then 5 minutes later, you do. And so feelings are fickle. They change all the time. It's a mistake to make too much of them, because in the grand scheme of things, how you feel really doesn't matter. Here is what does matter. What you believe matters. What you say matters. What you do matters. These things matter. And you can believe, speak, and act in spite of how you feel. You can believe and speak and act independent of how you feel, or in opposition to how you feel. Your feelings, they don't really matter all that much. They change, they're fickle, they come and go. But what you believe, that matters. What you say, that matters. What you do, that matters. And so we need to be cautious about making too much of our feelings. You know, Psalm 34, 3 says this, "Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together." And so rather than magnifying our feelings, we should be magnifying the Lord, that God is the big thing in my life. His Word is the big thing in my life. Believing what He says, that's the big thing in my life. Doing what He says, that's the big thing in my life. Saying what He says, that's the big thing in my life. We're magnifying Him, magnifying His Word, magnifying His name, not magnifying our feelings that'll be different in about 30 seconds. See, it's a mistake to make too much of our feelings. And today, there is a push in society to magnify our feelings. And people will tell you how you feel, that's the important thing. And, you know, if you feel like you are this, then just be that. And if you feel like you're this, just be it. And just do whatever you feel. And just be whatever you feel. And just express whatever you feel. There's this push to magnify our feelings in society. And friend, as believers, we can't be swept up into it. We're not insensitive to other people. We don't want to be hard on other people. When it comes to other people, we want to be compassionate. We want to be kind. You know, when people are in emotional state and hurting and things, we want to be compassionate to that. We want to be merciful to that. But for our own selves, we need to have this approach that my feelings are not the biggest thing in my life, and it doesn't really matter how I feel. This is how we need to be with ourselves. We don't need to make much of our feelings. So what? Well, I don't feel like going to church today. So? God told you to go. You need to go. Be obedient and go. Well, I don't feel like forgiving that person. Well, it doesn't really matter how you feel. It matters what you do. It matters what you believe. It matters what you say. And if you want to be obedient to God, and if you want to follow Him and enjoy the things He has for you in your life, then you need to forgive that person. And so if you sit there and make much of your feelings, what will happen is eventually you'll be governed by your feelings. You need to practice this on yourself all the time. Whenever you start having negative feelings, you need to tell yourself, it doesn't really matter how I feel. You can even get a little stronger and say, well, I don't really care how I feel. That doesn't really matter. I got a God to serve. I got a God to follow, a God to obey. I need to trust Him. I need to believe Him. I need to follow Him and do what He's telling me to do in spite of how I feel. My feelings will change in a few moments. I'm not going to make much of my feelings. I need to follow the Master and do what He's telling me to do. And friends, so this is a big key in not being governed by your feelings. Just don't make much of them. So what? You feel one way, you don't feel that way. Then you feel one way one day, you don't feel that way the next day. It doesn't matter how you feel. Feelings are fickle, they change, they come and go, and in the grand scheme of things, they really don't matter all that much. I mean, when you stand face to face to God and He says, "Why didn't you forgive that person?" You say, "Well, Lord, well, I just didn't really feel like forgiving him." On that day, your feelings are not going to matter. What's going to matter is what you do, what you believe, what you say. These things matter. And so don't fall in society's trap of making much of your feelings. I mean, who cares how I feel? What does that matter? It doesn't matter how I feel. What matters is what I do. What matters is what I say. What matters is what I believe. And I need to magnify my God. I need to magnify His Word. I don't need to be magnifying and making much of my feelings. That will probably be different in about 30 minutes anyway. Praise the Lord. So that's one big mistake people make when it comes to their feelings. Another mistake people make when it comes to their feelings is they focus on them too much. You know, friend, a lot of feelings that you have, you need to resist, not focus on, and never express. I need to say that to you again. A lot of feelings that you have, you need to resist, not focus on, and never express. You know, a negative emotion that contradicts God and His Word and is trying to pull you away from God and His Word, a negative emotion that's trying to do that, you don't need to focus on that. You don't need to express that. You need to resist that feeling and stand against it. And so we need to be cautious about focusing too much on our feelings. I have a verse for you for that in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. We're going to read here starting in verse 8. It says this, the Apostle Paul wrote, "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." And just stop right there for a second. He was obviously experiencing some negative emotions in the midst of all these things. Now, he didn't yield to them, but certainly he was experiencing some negative emotions. When he's surrounded by trouble, when he's being persecuted and cast down, that would come with emotions. It goes on to say in verse 18, "While we look not at things which are seen, but things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, the things which are not seen are eternal." Now he said, we look not at the things that are seen. The word look there, we look not, it means we don't regard, we don't consider, and we don't pay attention to. We don't regard, we don't consider, and we don't pay attention to what? To the things which are seen. And if you look up that word seen, it's talking about your senses, or how you feel, your feelings. And so from this verse, what is he saying? He's saying we don't pay attention to what we see or how we feel. We don't focus on it. We don't pay attention to it. We don't consider it. We don't regard it. And so this is coming from someone who overcame a lot of pressure. And what he's saying is, we don't focus on how we feel. I mean, if you were to sit down with the Apostle Paul today and you told him about all the feelings you were having because of all the pressure that was going on in your life, I believe one thing he would tell you is this: well, don't focus on how you feel. Don't pay attention to your feelings. Don't focus on that. Don't feed your feelings. Why is that? Because if you focus on your feelings, the feelings you focus on are going to get bigger, they're going to get stronger, and they're going to end up dominating you, and you're going to end up governing your life by how you feel. And so it's vitally important that we don't focus too much on our feelings, because what will happen is the feelings, again, that you focus on, you actually feed them, and they begin to get stronger. You know, when you talk about how you feel and focus on how you feel, the feelings you have, you feed them and they get bigger, they get stronger, and they're going to end up dominating you in your life. You know, years ago, I got in trouble with some of this. I got in trouble because I was dealing with some things in my life and I spent too much time focusing on how I felt, talking about how I felt. And the more I did, the stronger those feelings got. I was discouraged and I was dealing with some other emotions, and I was talking about it and I was focusing on it. And I got in a bad place spiritually because of it. And the way that I got out of it is I stopped focusing on my feelings. I stopped talking about my feelings, and instead I started focusing on the Word of God. And this is what God tells us to focus on. In Proverbs 4:20, He says, "My son, attend to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart." And so God tells us, focus on my word. Well, how are you going to focus on your feelings and at the same time focus on what God says in His word? No, you're going to have to pick one or the other. And friend, I want to encourage you, if you are experiencing some negative feelings, don't focus on them too much. Don't talk about them too much. Find out what God has to say about it in His word and focus on what His word says about it. Praise the Lord. Now, as we're closing today's broadcast, I want to remind you of these three things. Number one, our feelings are not to be the biggest things in our lives. Number two, one mistake people make when it comes to their feelings is they make too much of them. And then number three, another mistake many make when it comes to their feelings is they focus on them too much. Let's pray. Father, Lord, we're asking you today to help us to not make too much of our feelings, to not focus too much on our feelings. Our feelings are not our God, and they are not the biggest thing in our lives. Lord, it matters what we believe, it matters what we say, it matters what we do. And so we choose to focus on you, we choose to focus on your word, and Lord, we thank you that as we do, we will not be governed by our feelings. Jesus' name, amen. Friend, thank you so much for watching today's broadcast. Now, don't forget to come back tomorrow for Friday's edition of our Faith for Life broadcast, and we're going to close out this series entitled, My Feelings Don't Move Me. We'll see you then.